Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Good morning, everyone. thank you and welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral. I want to welcome also to our families and friends who are following us through the television, the radio, internet. We gather here as God's faithful people to celebrate this most sacred mystery of Christ's love for us. Let's then prepare ourselves by acknowledging our sins and ask the Lord for pardon and strength. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. O God, who founded all the commands of your sacred law upon love of you and our neighbor, grant that by keeping your precepts, we may merit to attain eternal life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. The wicked say, "Let us beseech the Just One, because he is obnoxious to us. He sets himself against our doings, reproaches us for transgressions of the law, and charges us with violations of our training. Let us see whether his words be true. Let us find out what will happen to him. For if the Just One be the Son of God, God will defend him. and deliver him from the hands of his foes. With revilement and torture, let us put the just one to the test, that we may have proof of his gentleness and try his patience. Let us condemn him to a shameful death, for according to his own words, God will take care of him. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. James. Beloved, where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder and every foul practice. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure, then peaceable, gentle, compliant, full of mercy and good fruits, without inconstancy or insincerity. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace for those who cultivate peace. Where do the wars and where do the conflicts among you come from? Is it not from your passions that make war within your members? You covet, but do not possess. You kill in envy, but cannot contain. You fight and wage war. You do not possess because you do not ask. You ask, but you do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passion. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples left from there and began a journey through Galilee, but he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him. And 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent. They had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all." Taking a child, he placed it in their midst, and putting his arms around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child, such as this in my name, receives me. And whoever receives me, receives not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Today's Gospel is the continuation of last week's Gospel, when Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter correctly answered, "You are the Messiah," to which Jesus, after that, predicted his first prediction on his passion. He reminded them he was going to be betrayed, and then will be tortured, he will die, but only to rise again on the third day. But Peter did not hear it at all. He took Jesus aside and he said, "God forbid that you should go to Jerusalem and suffer such a fate." And so Jesus told him to get behind him because he was tempting Jesus. And today again, Jesus is giving them his second prediction on his passion. The Son of Man was going to died, buried, only to be raised again. Again, the disciples pretend not to hear Jesus at all. Instead of feeling compassion for Jesus, consoling him, encouraging him, they pretend not to hear him. Perhaps us humans haven't changed much. Sometimes in the office when couples come in for counseling or perhaps for marriage counseling, and the one complaint from the woman always is that husband never listens. And one time a husband defended himself, said, "But Father, sometimes it's better not to hear." And so we don't listen very well to things that we don't want to hear. And so Jesus call a child in the midst because he knew what they were talking about. Instead, they were arguing as to who would be the greatest and most important in their group. And so Jesus called a child over and he said, "Whoever receives a child such as this receives me." Now we know that children, sometimes they don't listen very well either, and maybe they have their own way of understanding things. There's case in point, there was a little boy named Bobby. He was in religious education class, and after the class was over, his father came and picked him up, and the father asked him, "So how was CCD today?" And the little boy said, "I have a question. I don't understand. The teacher read us something, but I didn't understand." So the daddy asked, "So what is it, Bobby?" He said, "Well, I was told that the children of Israel were enslaved in Egypt. Now they were tortured. And then the children of Israel were building the city for Ramses. And then the children of Israel were led by Moses out of Egypt. Then the children of Israel crossed the Red Sea, and the children of Israel will arrive in the Promised Land, and then the children of Israel offer sacrifices. And the daddy said, okay, those are all correct. So what's the question? And little Bobby looked at his dad and said, didn't the grown-ups do anything? So you can see sometimes children, they take things literally. And Jesus today kind of remind us to embrace the children in our midst. And all the parts of the gospel, Jesus said that not to chase the children away, but to let them come to him, because their guardian angels are constantly behold the face of God in heaven. So he reminds us to become like children. But some of us might shudder at the thought of becoming a child again, because we've been there, done that, don't want to go back to that stage. I'm sure you have heard this, or perhaps might have said something similar to this. Children, they love luxury. They have bad manners, and they love to chatter. They no longer rise when an elder enters the room. They talk back to their parents. They are tyrants over the teachers. You probably heard this and said, yeah, this is something we still hear today. The surprising thing is that this was written by a Greek philosopher over 2,500 years ago. Children, these are all the childish things. But that's not what Jesus asks of us to become. He asks us to be childlike. Children have the good side of themselves too. They are innocent. They have short memories. They're willing, ready to forgive and forget. They are very trusting of their parents. I still, whenever I talk about trusting of children with parents, I'm reminded of a scene where a child would cling tightly to the hands of the father or the mother as they walk across the street, because they want to be protected by their parents. And so are we. Jesus calling us to become childlike, to trust in God, to hold tight on to God, especially in times of dangers or difficulties. We are called also to have short memories when it comes to hurt. Children that recover really fast from any tragedies in life at all. Us adults don't do as well, and they forgive. Jesus, in a way, did that throughout his lifetime. He was always a child in the eyes of his Father. From humbling himself, ascending from heaven down to earth as a child at Christmas. That's an act of humility. A God who is so powerful that could hold the world in his hand, creating all that's within us, yet willing to submit himself to become a slave to live in it. Jesus also was submissive to Mary and to Joseph, although a God, as the Bible said, and he came back with them after being lost in the temple, and he was obedient to them. Jesus also has this great love for the poor and the outcasts of society. Always found himself among dining with the poor and the outcasts, feeding them, teaching them about the kingdom of God. Jesus also was a servant like to his apostles. Recall at the Last Supper, during the course of the meals, he took the towels and the water, and he went and he washed their feet. A task only a servant would do for his master, not his master for the servant. And yet Jesus did it for them. And yet they call him Lord and Master. Jesus also was obedient to his heavenly Father, even to the point of death. Recall in the Mount of Olives, where on that fateful night when Jesus prays, sweating in blood, Father, if it's your will, take this cup from me, but your will be done, not mine. And so Jesus reminds us to be like him, to always remain a child in the eyes of God. We are most like Jesus when we humble ourselves to serve others, when we are most like Jesus when we learn to forgive and forget. We are most like Jesus when we serve one another out of love. And so Jesus today reminds us, whoever receives a child such as this receives me. Because the apostles were thinking who was the most important, the greatest in their group. Ignoring the fact Jesus has been telling them that being his disciples has nothing to do with most being most important, but who would be willing to serve. So we gather here, then we ask the Lord to help us. As we mature and grow in our faith, may we never outgrow our childhood, to be childlike in God's eyes always. Let us now stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. And I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us bring our prayers before the Lord, knowing that God will always answer our prayers.
For the church, that we may be full of mercy and good fruits in putting our faith into practice, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For a peaceful and just resolution to conflicts around the world, especially armed conflicts that keep people in a state of fear and helplessness, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are bullied or harassed, that they may find strength in Jesus, the Just One, and that they not lose hope, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the children of this community, that they may be kept safe, healthy, and cared for, as they teach us by their eager acceptance of Christ in others, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and loved ones, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Margarita Garcia, Joe Cueva, Nathaniel Garcia, Mary Alice Meir, Claire McCutcheon, Joseph Vedder, Alois Vedder, Richard Garcia, and Sam Morales, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And now, my friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. O loving God, listen to our prayers and grant us the grace to see your loving response in the words and actions of those around us. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice. Praise and glory for our good and good of all His holy Church. Receive with favor, O Lord, we pray, the offerings of your people, that what they profess with devotion and faith may be theirs through these heavenly mysteries, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you laid the foundations of the world and have arranged the changing of times and seasons. You formed man in your own image and set humanity over the whole world in all its wonder. You ruined your name over all you who have made, and forever praise you in your mighty works through Christ our Lord. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servants Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you, at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory of God.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Blessed are those whose way is blameless.
Please remain seated for a few announcements. If you are interested in the Conference of Living, Love, and Truth, please check out the bulletin and register on there. We have the things on there as well. And also the cathedral room itself will be October the 12th, 13th, and 14th. We're no longer accepting donations, but we'd like to ask that you pray for a success. Also, we have new hours of the bookstores from Tuesday through Friday between 11 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. We have the pulpit talk today from the ushers, so Raul, please come on up.
Good morning. My name is Raul Castillo. I'm the usher coordinator here at the Corpus Christi Cathedral. Today, I come asking all of you to volunteer to be ushers at any mass that we have here. Anyone who's over the age of 15, men or women, who would like to volunteer, up in front of the church, we have a table with applications to fill out. We have five masses here at the cathedral on Saturdays at 5:30, and on Sundays we have 7:30 mass, then 9:30 mass, 11 o'clock mass, and 12:30. And we need ushers at all of these masses. If you can help us, Father and I will really appreciate your help. Have 1 hour you can give to God and to the church. We need your help. Come back and sign up. Thank you very much. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Raul. And also I'd like to add that they do also help out with the feeding the homeless here in our parish, and also they help with the decorating of the church on Christmas and Easter as well. So you can join in this great ministry. Please do so. And one more on the personal announcement. I'd like to ask you to pray for me. I'll be leaving for Vietnam on a missionary trip this coming Wednesday. I will bring with me all the gifts that you've given me at Christmas, Easter, birthdays, and all these things that you give me. I'll bring over there. There'll be about 300 children in orphanages, and a couple of homes for the Mercy's Home for the runaways and pregnant teenagers, mostly girls, and also the abandoned elderly. So I'll be there for 2 weeks. Please pray that I come back. It's a little joke. You didn't get it, did you? But more importantly, pray for Father Jose. He'll be here by himself, so help him out if you can. Let us now stand.
Hello. I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million-dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.